Hello and welcome to Feeling Feelings with DJ Lou. It's 9:10 p.m. on Saturday, March 5th. Balmy, I'll call it a 30 degrees Fahrenheit outside. You're listening to Driving Alone Past Roadwork at Night by Ricky Eat Acid off of Three Love Songs. Got a nice set coming up for you, so stick around. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Slow Dive with 40 Days. Before that, you heard Melody's Echo Chamber, Sometime Alone Alone, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Taste of Cindy, Mac DeMarco, Ode to Viceroy, My Bloody Valentine with Loomer, Aviator and Kriya Brecken with Sis Around the Sandmill, and Miles Davis with So What. It's 9:40, shy of 9:41 here in Medford, Mass. And I'm going to play an advertisement for you. How's that for you?
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S.
True.
A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences.
True.
Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Honestly, so true. This is Modest Mouse with Interstate 8. Thanks for listening.
I drove around for skirt to dance.